Acumen. His business acumen helped the company grow rapidly. Altruism. Her actions were motivated by pure altruism, always putting others' needs before her own. Ameliorate. The government introduced policies to ameliorate the living conditions of the poor. Anachronism. The use of a quill pen in the modern office was an anachronism. Aphorism. He often quoted aphorisms to inspire his students. Apogee. The artist's career reached its apogee with the success of her latest exhibition. Axiom. The concept of gravity is an axiom in the study of physics. Bastion. The castle served as a bastion of defense during the war. Blithe. Her blithe spirit was contagious, making everyone around her smile. Cacophony. The cacophony of car horns made it impossible to concentrate. Capitulate. The enemy was forced to capitulate after the prolonged siege. Commensurate. His salary is commensurate with his experience and qualifications. Concomitant. The increase in traffic was concomitant with the growth of the city's population. Connivance. He was accused of connivance in the fraudulent activities. Consternation. The announcement of the layoffs caused consternation among the employees. Corpulent. The corpulent man struggled to climb the stairs. Defenestration. The king's defenestration marked the beginning of the revolution. Deference. She showed deference to the elderly by standing when they entered the room. Denouement. The movie's denouement tied up all the loose ends of the plot. Desultory. The conversation was desultory, jumping from topic to topic without focus. Diatribe. The politician launched a diatribe against his opponent during the debate. Dichotomy. There is a clear dichotomy between the rich and the poor in the city. Dilatory. His dilatory response to the emergency request caused a delay in the process. Disparate. The two companies had disparate business models and cultures. Doggerel. The poem was filled with doggerel, lacking any depth or meaning. Draconian. The government implemented draconian measures to curb the protests. Ebullience. Her ebullience was evident as she spoke passionately about the project. Effrontery. He had the effrontery to challenge his boss in front of the entire team. Encomium. The retiring teacher received an encomium from the students and faculty. Enigmatic. His enigmatic smile left everyone wondering what he was thinking. Esoteric. The philosopher's theories were so esoteric that only a few understood them. Exigent. The exigent nature of the situation required immediate action. Felicitous. Her choice of words was felicitous, perfectly capturing the mood of the occasion. Fecund. The fecund soil in the region produced an abundance of crops. Gainsay. No one dared to gainsay the CEO's decision at the meeting. Histrionic. His histrionic performance in the play won him critical acclaim. Ignominious. The team's ignominious defeat left them embarrassed and demoralized. Insouciance. Her insouciance in the face of adversity impressed everyone around her. Intransigent. The intransigent negotiator refused to compromise on any terms. Inveterate. He was an inveterate smoker, unable to quit despite multiple attempts. Lacrimal. The lacrimal scene in the film had the audience in tears. Lugubrious. His lugubrious expression suggested that he had received bad news. Machination. The machinations of the rival company were revealed during the investigation. Mendicant. The mendicant lived on the streets, relying on the charity of others. Obfuscation. The lawyer's obfuscation of the facts only made the case more confusing. Onerous. The task was so onerous that she needed help to complete it on time. Opprobrium. The senator faced opprobrium after the scandal broke. Parsimonious. He was so parsimonious that he wouldn't even buy a coffee for himself. Penchant. She had a penchant for classical music and often attended concerts. Pithy. The speaker gave a pithy summary of the report, focusing on the key points.